Hello?
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just talking to someone, and there was, like, some music interference going on in between, and I asked him if I could call him right back, and he said, yeah. Does it sound better?
Yes, so the sound is better. Now I'm asking you, you want to cancel the charges, or you want to continue with this payment?
I want to cancel the charges.
Definitely, we will help you out, sir. Can you please confirm the last 4 digits of the customer ID, sir?
Customer ID.
Yeah.
Where would I find that at in this email that I got?
Yes, the email which you get from us, you can check that email. There is a number which says customer ID or invoice number.
There's an invoice number. Do I read that out?
Yes.
856-230-147.
All right, sir. And I do believe for the cancellation, you are sitting with a computer or laptop at this moment?
Yeah, I'm in front of my computer.
So let me give you a cancellation address. Do you have a Google Chrome? Open up your Google Chrome.
Okay, open up Google Chrome. Okay, it's open.
Once you open Google Chrome, look at the very extreme top of the screen. You can see the white long address bar where you search, where you can type something.
Okay, I see it.
Now you can type over there also being together and lowercase. S like Sam.
S.
Here's an example.
E.
N as in Nancy.
N.
Y as in yellow.
I as in yellow?
No. It would be S-E-N-D. D as in doctor. It would be send. S-E-N-D. Send.
Oh, send. Okay. Send.
After send, give a space.
Okay.
Then type, sir. A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
W-H-E-R-E. Send anywhere.
Send anywhere. Send anywhere file transfer?
Exactly, that one.
Okay.
Open it.
I opened it.
Now, what do you see after that?
It's still loading. Give me a minute. It says download. Send anywhere available on all major platforms. Download.
It says download. Do you see any option which it says send or receive? I do believe you can see it says send anywhere.
Yeah, I see send and receive. I guess I was on the wrong website.
You will click on receive, and you can see it says input key. You see it says input key.
Okay.
And the input key, I'm going to provide you now. So can you just give me 1 second, sir?
Okay.
For a moment, can you please just take fresh pen of a paper so I can provide you a cancellation numbers to you?
Do I have a piece of paper? Yeah, I have a piece of paper.
All right. Now,
what do I put on the piece of paper?
Do you see it says input key?
It says input key.
You see that, right?
Yeah, I see it.
So on that, you will click on that.
Okay, I clicked on it. Do I single click or double click?
Single click, sir.
Okay. Now, is there something I'm supposed to type in there?
Yes, sir. I'm giving you the translation code. You have to put down the code over there, okay? Let me give you the code. Hold down, sir.
Okay.
Now, put down the cancellation code. Put down the cancellation code. The code is 395-413. Now press enter after putting the code. 395-413. Press enter after putting the code. Now what do you see after that?
It gave me an advertisement.
Okay, after advertisement, look right-hand side, top corner of the screen. Do you see something pop up which says cancellation form?
Okay, it says cancellationfile.exe.
Double-click on that one. Double-click on that and make it open. That is the cancellation form, sir.
Okay.
Double-click on that one and make it open. Yes.
Am I supposed to hit next?
Yes, exactly. Give a click on next.
Okay, I clicked on next. Do I hit next again?
Yeah, ask you. Yes, again and again, sir. Yes.
Again and again. Do I hit install?
Exactly, install. The cancellation form will come up to your screen. Install it.
Okay.
And after installing, if you see any option which says finish, please let me know. After a few seconds, you can see the option come up which says finish. Okay?
Okay, I click finish. But was that,
now, click on
was
finish?
That the cancellation or was that...
It is for a cancellation form. When you click on finish, it will come up. It says your ID and password. You have to verify that one. And after a few seconds, you will get a cancellation form. So just give a click on finish. And after you give a click on finish, you can see it says your ID and there is a bunch of numbers. You have to verify those numbers to me slowly, slowly. You see that?
Okay. My ID is 72.
Okay.
042-176.
All right. Besides that, you can see it says password. You have to tell me the password as well.
57954.
All right, sir. So now, after a few seconds, you can see something changes. So when you see the cancellation form come up on your screen, please let me know.
Okay.
Okay. And can you please tell me how much was your refund, sir?
I have to open up the email on my phone. It is $460.99.
$460.99. Definitely every single penny will be refunded back to you. So just wait for a second and let me know if you see any changes. Now, sir, what you need to do, you have to open a new fresh tab, and then open your email. Open up your email.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Open up your email.
Which email? The AOL?
No, the email which you received from us. That one. I'm talking about that one. The email you received from us.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be on AOL.
Yes. The email which you received from us, you have to check that email and confirm it again. That you are getting charged. And can you please tell me where I'm talking to you? This is a cell phone number or this is your landline number?
Oh, this is my business phone. This is what my work provided. Yes.
This is the work provided. Can you please confirm your personal cell phone number, sir?
My personal cell phone number is 720-884-3626.
3626.
Yes.
Now, sir, just click your email which you received from us. Open that email. Just check your email which you received from us, all right?
Okay.
Yes, sir. So did you log in your email?
That's what I'm getting to right now. It says check. It says you'll get an email at WEGJ111@gmail.com if it's linked to your account.
Okay, you are checking your email in your cell phone or in your computer?
On my cell phone.
You can check from the computer as well, sir. Please check your from computer too, and let me know.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to sign into. This is a company computer.
Okay. Oh, this is not your personal computer. This is your company's computer, right?
Yeah.
So, do you have your own computer, sir, or this is the only one which you have?
This is the only one that I have.
Okay, no problem. So you received the email, which is unauthorized payment, right?
Yeah.
From Norton, and you are the first. Like, this is the first time you are getting charged from Norton, or you are using Norton subscription too?
I have never used Norton in my life. I have never heard of Norton, like, in a long time. Like, I barely touch the computer.
Oh, so it means you don't use Norton subscription in your entire life, right?
No, I have not.
Okay, no problem with that. You definitely will get a cancellation form after a few seconds. So please let me know if you see the cancellation form on your screen, all right?
Okay. I am looking at my screen.
Yes. And the AI server is going to provide you a cancellation form to you. So please do one thing here. Open a new first tab. Open a new tab.
A new tab. Okay.
Press enter.
Enter?
Yes, press enter.
Okay. Norton
after
cancellation
enter, what
refund form. Okay.
So here is your cancellation form. So you have to go ahead and fill out the form and submit the form. You have to start from filling the form, first name. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm typing.
So you have just fill out the form, and I will until connect it with you when you get the funds in your account. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
Do I click yes on this? Okay, it's done.